This is Wizard of iPhone speaking, series 40429 for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, your local center for your favorite ride. Most of what we used to call imports are now made in the USA.
Import Auto Maintenance wants to see you. Actually, they want to see your car. There's still time for them to give your car the once-over lightly. The problem with computers is they tell us after the failure occurs. They can't do preventive maintenance. An Import Auto will check your fluids, belts, and battery. Visit Import Auto Maintenance website for a first visit coupon and check out their new address, 309 Craighead Street. For Old Nashville, that's in Melrose. And 37204 for your navigator. You did download Waze, didn't you? Craighead Street connects Franklin Road with Nolensville Pike. If you're coming to Nashville on 65, exit at Wedgwood, turn right, right at the next traffic light, Bransford, and make a right when you see the fairgrounds. That's Craighead. Pre-schedule a visit by calling 615-327-9600. That's 615-327-9600.
Regular listeners know I'm a print kind of guy. I have been ever since the sixth grade. Miss Cornwall, that serious gray-haired lady who began to teach me how to write, recommended looking in a daily newspaper and write as they write. You will recall that I questioned the accuracy of a post on DOT website regarding, and here I quote, refinery gain, end of quote, in which those geniuses in the nation's capital envisioned 45 gallons of product from a 43-gallon barrel. It's the other way around. It takes a 45-gallon barrel of crude to produce 43 gallons of usable product. For confirmation, I submit this headline from Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition 0428. And here I quote, Exxon Chevron report earnings decline. Oil giants cite falling natural gas prices, narrowing margins for making fuel. End of quote. P.S. For the transcript, Siri objects to the hyphen above. Since it's quoted material, she'll just have to get over it. FYI, if you run the numbers, the so-called refinery gain amounts to 5%. In other words, if there were a refinery gain, those giants will still be making money on operations alone.
A Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
Maybe Miss Cornwell was right after all. She announced back one day in 1948, I was in the sixth grade. It was her plan to, and here I quote, to teach us to write the King's English, end of quote. It wasn't true, of course. At that time, there was just no society on earth where more language class divisions exist than in the UK, not counting the various dialects, Scotch, Welsh, and Irish. Today in the Wall Street Journal, I find this reference. Homeless and unhoused may represent what the Fowler brothers in their 1906 book, The King's English, called elegant variations, defined as substitutions of one word for another for the sake of variety. But the use of unhoused has motivating factors beyond simply. Wall Street Journal 0428-2024, page C3, Word on the Street by Ben Zimmer. End of quote. By Kingsley Ames, St. Martin's Press, 1998, follows the transcription found on the library website. A Parthian shot from one of the most important figures in post-war British fiction. The King's English is the late Kingsley Ames' last word on the state of the language, more frolicsome than Fowler's modern usage, lighter than the Oxford English Dictionary, and brimming with the strong opinions and razor-sharp wit that made Ames so popular and so controversial. The King's English is a must for fans of the language and purists. The Nashville Public Library owns this book. This is different from the book Miss Cornwell was teaching from, but from the revised 1931 edition, The King's English by Fowler, available on Amazon. However, I can't buy it. I'm not interested in a Prime membership, even if it is free. It's further proof of the old adage that, and here I quote, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, end of quote. Maddie and True Grit said it this way, when I'm paying, I'll have it my way.
Before I ever worked on a paper, I sold them on a street corner. You know the first thing I found out? Bad news sells best.
Hello, this is Priscilla Smith. Go and play bridge at your local club this week.
Join me later this week, Wizard of iPhone special, another adventure in accidental foods. Why is that Italian sandwich called a sub? This has been Wizard of iPhone Speak, Series 4, 04294, Identification.